Adler is a Mishnah called Kolosai. So he's trying to explain again the keshet with the Mishnah before the contrast. Bevadei, Av Shubol Liris Echun Noyik, also Mishnah Sharkalti Ashok Samel Kolosai Tzabi Yose. Besomach, Akhub Dirish Mora Kodloimak, the Fomim Athen Lishta Liris Mishnah called Kolosai, the Enem Mitzvaya Mikulku, Amakulku Solach Akhub Shulahim Ma, the Ula Yover de Simcha Kimishusainai, so here he says that even if the person is actually, he has another reason for going, and it was cool to go a place where he might be sameach, because kolosei, that itself is something to stay away from. So it's interesting, in the it's not only an azhara that the person shouldn't, when somebody else is knifeful, it's an authority not to be in a position where he might get happy. So let's say he doesn't have full control of his meters yet, he shouldn't go and see the person. It's very interesting because I understand that on the first one, that where you're causing the other person anguish, so it makes sense that if you can't control yourself, let's say you're inadvertently going to laugh or whatever it is, so it's telling us, you know, stay away. But here the pshat is, he can't, there's no real, it's not that he's going to be mitzayeh, but the very fact that in your own midas, you are going to be to be happy, that's a reason for you to stay away. It's got nothing to do, especially with causing the person to ask you hurt. It's mitzad your own midas ros. So since he's saying that this sticks out of place, maybe all the mamarim are going in a certain order. Amida, they should be called Yafa Cloud. A conference spoke with Tikkun HaTshuva and Mahaza Shem. of that is not rotzi, and a person has no mokni stamech on the bin foil ayvecha. Without this, one could have thought a kaddish baruch who has no preference. That is a kaddish baruch who likes toiv. Ayuv Hashem is they like toiv. The a kaddish baruch who so that which made it to toiv is something that a kaddish baruch who is happy with. That which is not toiv, a kaddish baruch who is unhappy with. So whatever is toiv stays, and whatever is not toiv, it doesn't stay. So that would have been the way we saw it. Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, Lemaisa Mishnah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants toiv, and only because he can't allow Ra to be matzliach, will Ra be destroyed. But the etzem, every time Ra is not given the chance, when Ra is not allowed to do what it's supposed to, when Ra is not allowed to become a tukin, that itself is a tzar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he said over here. The Hadith says, I, the Avodah Hashem Rina. So the Maisa, it does say, Ke'ilu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care for things that are bad. So he says, no, Hainu Kishin, Neva, the Rosh, Yeshu Smart, Nikvay, the Mokim. So we looking and saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now one less detractor in the world, that for us is a statement that's emes. So mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzad what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen for the three in general suffers because of Rishayim, there's a simcha that particular Russia is gone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, mitzadus panimius rotzen, it certainly is not good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want it to be that way. So why doesn't it say Kitoiv? This is where they went out to fight Dammonim. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Sameach Mav Sashayim, they put it on Kitoiv. Amar Yitzchanina, who in a sas vacher meisis, Yitzchiv ken yosis Hashem lahavir eschem, ken yosis, loy nema rak ken yosis. Behind the time, Shefarek Hashem rishus mispalik min oylem yisimcha. Zem nekoyed Hashem yisbarach. Lefikach yeshus tmoyach. Aber Kadosh Baruch Hu ein esas. In the safe safe will call kola, but ein simcha will call dabash will call kola. Lefikach maila salam hazesh will tigna l'shoyim, yashen zvach and reitze v'shom takola. So it's a very interesting bifurcation of Hagoshes. At the end of the day, when a Rasha falls, there is a makam for simcha in in terms of it being sameach that a person who is a destructive force is gone. But in the bigger picture, that this person has never reached and will never reach the tachlis that he was created for, and every person was created for a tachlis, that remains a tsar lamala, and on that there's no, it does not, that has to be seen in the bigger picture as being a dover that's a tsar. Then he says, the oidner, the kro, the chsip in foil of Ehal Tismach, afilu hu Russia, the local Yisma, Primor Pekam the Gilad of Mahomet of Ard, Haibak Sifa of Yisma, or come on in the Rishol of Musoilo. Or Mazi Yisrael have the Osul Isma, Abagav the Homer Russia have Shmamra fill the Russia Isma Kashanoiful, the Ain Simcha Bishum Takola. So I would assume that the difference would be in Yisrael, the Etzim, every single Nakuda of Yisrael has a tachlis and a tikkun that's supposed to come. In the world, there still was a pchina and everybody is not chorei for everybody else. So even though this particular person is a Rasha, but we are not, we should not be the simcha, because at the end of the day, it's somebody that mitzad being a chen Yisrael, it's supposed to be a tzarfet. Those are two possibilities. Then he says, v'chein muchach orichsiv bin foilei vecha al tismach, v'idolui chozi bei, v'arishus misharlis neisei. So here the understanding is probably also along the same lines as we said before. Because when somebody is when a person is nidun by Beis Din for his rishis, then the pshat is it's kilu Beis Din was able to extract the rishis from the world. It's as if they made an operation, took out the nekud of rishis. So even if the person dies, you know, the Beis Din to misa, but like it says by Ochan, that he was a tzaddik afterwards, that hayoyim you're going to be in heaven, but not la'abba. Any time that there's a misa's Beis Din means that the person has gone into a certain mahalach where there's a ticket for him. That's the mohus of misa's Beis Din. It's lemarshal kanoim poigim boy, like by somebody that's bal akum. In a kanoim poigim is much worse, because kanoim poigim is something which is not. Since he left klal Yisrael, since he was moitis after from the klal, the person is not royu in a sense to be part of the klal and to be misa's Beis Din is a specific tikkun. Kapara, because it focuses on the ches and it takes away the ches. Masha'im came from like another pagan boy means we just need to get rid of him, but there's no takanas, no tikkun. So here we're talking about the person died machmas mishosei, when there was a clear mahalach of being done on the specific avera and dying because of avera. So this is a makom of tikkun and kapara. That was a chalois of tikkun kapara. Masha'im came if the person dies because of some other reason, he's just gone, so we achieve nothing. So yes, the person is gone, person is dead, but he remained forever and ever in his rishis, and there was no ticket for that as well. V'chein muchach d'hach kor shol b'avoy b'shoy b'ina medava mizeh, d'may si hosam hach kor ala edim she'id al echad shchayid misa, in time of ma'al tzazayis, why tamad loyma b'avoy b'shoy b'ina, וכן עוד יספר כמה זה ברוכס רוב מלוס השם ומשיר השם איתם חצוי מנועת השם אל אינו ודוב הזה מדבר מלוס השם שם לסל הכביש מעולם וזה רואה דוב רוח הקריטש סיל הקרישס וסתומך על זה ודוב הזה בוודאי הוא טוי ויפה הוא אבל לא יבוא איבד בשביל זה סל הכביש הזה ווודאי אין דוב הזה טוי אף שסיל ראש אבן עצמו יחביס גם הוא so it's a fascinating silik that we can be oimid on when the Ibud had in itself an akud of tikkun by the fact that he was that it was specifically focused on that, as opposed to a general ibud where it was gone and without a specific cause. So we don't have the rush anymore, but we're left with all the rishis. And I have there's a hagasha. So Olam Hazeh has in itself the element of tikkun. This is it's a knach. More than Olam Haba, where things, once things are set, there's a certain permanence to it, and we feel that that's superior. But the idea that nothing is ever lost forever, and everything can have a tikkun, is specific to this world. So he has a very, very different page in the pasuk over there, that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's part of the punishment that other umas dance on their blood, but it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy, and it's not even appropriate for us to be happy.
It's good.
Okay. Very good.